and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having a terrific Tuesday. Have some really, really wild stuff that I just got across my desk a little bit ago. So we're going to go and hit it pretty hard today. Hope you guys have your seatbelt buckled in. But first, my co-host, Dr. Ted Brower, how are you doing today, bud?
I'm doing great. You sound a lot better than yesterday. Congrats. I know you had a vitamin C IV this morning. And the thing about it is that, you know, there's, you know, some days we have a lot of news and other days we have more news than we know what to do with. And some days we don't have a lot of news. We have to talk about other stuff. Today is one of those ridiculous. There's so much stuff going on that it's almost mind boggling. And so we're going to get started on this, Austin. Give me your first story.
Well, this is pretty wild, man. This was from WikiLeaks today, and I know you guys have probably seen a few of the things that WikiLeaks has been releasing on the CIA. This right here, I'm not even gonna touch the tip of the iceberg with it. I'm gonna catch a snowflake in a mason jar before it gets to the iceberg. That's how small I can even touch base on this. But I'm gonna give you guys a couple of the bullet points from the Vault 7 WikiLeaks that I read earlier. This is crazy. We know the CIA is completely uncontrolled. They have zero accountability whatsoever. This goes to show everybody what we said. And like I said, guys, this is just a tip of the iceberg. We're going to get into way more over the next couple days, but I wanted to do it today just to kind of give you guys a, pre-story on what's going on here. WikiLeaks today began its new series of leaking on the U.S. CIA, codename Vault 7. Which is the largest ever publication of a confidential documents on the agency. The first full part of the series, Year Zero, compromises of 8,761 documents and files from the isolated high security network situated inside CIA cyber intelligence in Langley, Virginia. I don't even know how they got a hold of this stuff, but they did. Recently, the CIA lost control of the majority of its hacking arsenal, including malware, viruses, Trojans, weaponized zero-day exploits, malware remote control systems, and associated documentation. Now, I'm going to pause there for a second. They didn't lose this accidentally. They sold this stuff, and they're intentionally allowing it to go on the market. That's my opinion, but I'm pretty sure that's what's going on here. It goes on to say, Year Zero introduces the scope and direction of the CIA's global covert hacking program, its malware off arsenal, and dozens of zero-day weaponized exploits against a wide range of U.S. and European company products, including Apple iPhone, Google Android, Microsoft Windows, and Samsung. By the end of last year, CIA's hacking division, which formally falls under the agency's Center for Cyber Intelligence, had over 5,000 registered users and had produced more than 1,000 hacking systems, Trojans, viruses, and other weaponized malware. Get this, guys. This is going to blow your mind. The CIA has created in effect, its own NSA with even less accountability and without publicly answering the question as to whether such a massive budgetary spend on duplicating the capacities of rival agencies could even be justified, since this secret NSA contained inside the CIA technically doesn't exist. They have no accountability on any hacking or spying whatsoever. Just example, a recent attack against Samsung smart TVs was developed in cooperation with the United Kingdom's MI5. After infestation, Weeping Angel was the code name of the malware. It places the target TV, the Samsung TV, in a fake-off mode so that the owner falsely believes the TV is off when it is on. In fake-off mode, the TV operates as a complete bug, recording conversations as far as it can read throughout every room in the house and sending them over the internet to a covert CIA server without any type of accountability or anybody even knowing the malware has been infested in the Samsung TV. This is crazy, guys. This is what we talked to you guys about before, them listening on everything. This is just a tip of the iceberg. I'm sure as more people get through the 9,000 documents to get released, it's going to blow everybody's mind. This is why we have been saying the deep state has to be dismantled, the CIA has to be dismantled, this stuff has to come to light, and we have to know what's going on and how far the spine extends over our entire lives, Dad.
Austin, you know, that's what I said. Today is one of those days that has become just one of those almost impossible to try to cover the news, all of the news. Like you said, a snowflake in a mason jar. I really like that analogy, by the way.
Yeah.
But the craziest thing is that years ago I had a college professor from Southeastern University, a good friend of mine at the time. And he came over, you know, once or twice a week and had dinner with us. He had gone through a really bad divorce and was dating a new woman. And since he got married, I really haven't seen him. It's probably been 8-9 years ago since I've seen him over here. But what was interesting, we were talking about this stuff one night. And then finally I told him, I said, well, I don't believe the official story of 9/11. And he goes, what do you mean you don't believe it? And then he went through the whole PBS version of how 9/11 is true. The story they gave us as far as the 9/11 Commission report. And I looked at him and I said, it's not true. I said, the whole thing is just a bunch of fabrication. I said, Building 7 came down and there was never even a bomb or, excuse me, I shouldn't say this. There was never a plane that hit it. It was, they did use explosives. And he goes, oh no, no, Building 7 fell down because it was structurally unsound because of the towers collapsing around it. And I'm like, do you really believe that? Then why didn't all the other buildings around it fall? This thing was across the street, the Solomon Building. He said, oh no, 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 I've done extensive research on all of this stuff. And finally I said to him, I said, you know, well, the problem is, Charles, when you buy this entire line, hook, line, and sinker of what they tell us is going on, you don't realize that these Sabbatean Kabbalists, in fact, on my personal email list, I sent out an email that people need to watch if you haven't seen it yet about the Sabbatean Kabbalists. And in fact, I'm bringing a guest on to talk about this in detail. He's an expert on this topic and who these guys are and how they're turning the world upside down to make it as evil as they possibly can. And that's their mantra, to make everything upside down. What God created to be good is bad, bad is good. Good is evil. Evil is good. I mean, that's what they're going to do. In fact, their whole goal is to turn everything upside down. In fact, just look at us. I mean, the quote. I forgot who said this, but remember what he said. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. The military destroys the weather. Universities destroy knowledge. Food destroys health. Governments destroy freedom. Major media destroys information and truth. And religions destroy spirituality. I mean, everything they're doing is to turn us upside down into a slave state. And now we find out that every single thing that we've been saying on this show for years is absolutely correct, that the CIA is using our electronic devices like our iPhones. Our iPhones are basically slave trackers is what they are. You know, and they're tracking us and absorbing all of the data into their NSA files. Now, the vast majority of the people who they absorb their data from, I mean, like every single phone call, they're never going to have a problem with it. It's never going to be used against them. It's only when you become a problem for the deep state that they start bringing stuff out about you, about, oh wow, you know, Joe Smo, you know, smoked pot when he was in college, or Joe Smo got busted for drugs when he's in college and he had it adjudicated, or Joe Smo, and they start getting all of this information out on you, or they plant evidence on you and they make it like you did something and you did not. They can do that very, very easily with cybercrime, especially if your computers are left on at night. That's the one thing I really dislike about the Apple products, is you can't unplug them and pull the batteries out of them. I mean, I used to have a regular laptop that I use on a regular basis, and I would always pull the battery out. I had a computer technician tell me one time, don't leave your battery in your laptop. And I said, well, why not? They said, well, they can turn it on without your permission. I'm like, no, they can't. He goes, oh, yeah, they can. And cover up that little screen to that little camera because they can actually watch you. They can turn the camera on and watch you. Yeah, I said, no, they can't. He said, yeah, they can. And so, you know, you got to understand that even Zuckerberg, the Facebook boy, he keeps a piece of black tape over his camera on his laptop and over his iPad on his iPhone on the camera. That's the technology that we have. We have a breakaway society that's so far out there because of the Roswell crash. Now, guys, you don't have to believe me on this, okay? But how in the world did we go from Orville and Wilbur Wright 100 years ago, and, you know, in biplanes in World War I 100 years ago, and all of the technology that we have with advanced spaceships and advanced fighter craft, and we have a space command now in the United States. How did that happen if we did not get some type of advanced technology from somewhere? And that's what I always tell folks. Something happened. Something very big happened. And that's what happened with the deep state. I did a whole show on this a few weeks ago, and how after Roswell, with the NSA and the CIA and the Exchange Stability Fund, that this Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Khazarian mafia network is what they are. They came in and they took control of our government. They also completely run the CIA. Now remember, the CIA at the upper echelons, until the new man was just brought in, and in a lot of the lower echelons as far as the directors, they basically are Satanists. They work together with Lucifer. They work together with the pedophiles. They work together in the child trafficking. We learned that last week from Robert David Steele. They traffic children on their planes all around the planet using 1,000 military bases to do their little lily pad hip hops around everywhere so they can go undetected. And they bring these people in, these young children in, for child molestation, for child sacrifice, and other unimaginable things they do to these kids before they're killed. Now, what you have to understand is these Satanists, they don't see a young baby as a human being. They see it as a strange, luminous ball of light with a deep, like a cocoon wrapped around it, like a luminous ball of energy. And it's that energy that these predators, these interdimensional entities, consume. Now, I know this sounds crazy to you guys, but guys, you got to remember what the Word says. The Bible says that Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. Throughout the Old Testament, Baal, Moloch, the Aztecs, the Incas, all of these places, they were always sacrificing children, they were always sacrificing virgins because of the energy signature that's released when these children are tortured or when these children are molested or when these children are physically abused. This is what they consume. This is their energy. For some reason, they troll our planet for this. And the only reason that we're kept alive as adults, because this energy is almost gone from us, is that, you know, we continue to reproduce and feed these interdimensional entities. Now you say, well, that sounds crazy. I agree with you. Nothing else makes any sense, though. Why in the world do they want to sacrifice all of these children to Baal, to Moloch, and why is there still a person being burned in effigy, supposedly, but could be a live person, to Moloch or to Baal or to the owl at Bohemian Grove? This entire thing is being run through the CIA. It's extensive. Now, what we've done is we've turned around and we've given our abilities to control our country. This is so important. To the Rothschild, Khazarian, Luciferian, Kabbalists. The Kabbalah is not a good book. When they say Madonna studies the Kabbalah teaches you how to feed the demons with the energy, how to sell your soul to Lucifer, and how to basically get what you want on this planet from him. That's what they teach. So when you see these Hollywood stars say, I practice an ancient form of Judaism, that's what they get away with saying it. And they have a red wrist around their wrist, a red string around their wrist to signify that they're Kabbalists. This is the study and the worship of the fallen angels. That's what this is. And that's why I was so upset when I found out that Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, goes to a Shabbat synagogue in New York, who basically they practice and read and quote from the Kabbalah on an ongoing basis. This deep state infiltration has gotten unbelievably thick. And now with this release from WikiLeaks, we're starting to see just how pervasive this is. Now remember, what we've done is we've given control to the government by voting. And by doing so, we're able to blame shift and say, we're not in charge, they're in charge, let's pretend this isn't happening. When I finally sat down and talked to this professor from Southeastern and I explained to him my worldview, as far as from a health professional, and how I had seen the American Medical Association intentionally try to put chiropractic out of business back in the 70s and 80s, how I had seen the drug companies intentionally try to get us addicted to drugs, that I had seen the drug companies put out drugs that simply did not work, and that within 5 years they're either pulled off the market or their warning labels are changed. How I've seen drug companies put drugs on the market that cause people to commit suicide, and I've watched the vaccine companies put chemicals and adjuvants in vaccines which makes them so toxic, we now have an autism epidemic. I told him, I said, when I've seen what's happened with Monsanto, with glyphosate, and all of these other things, there has to be some giant web that's doing all of this to humanity that we're not seeing. And this goes right back to Genesis chapter 6 when it said these fallen angels were here before and after the flood. Now, I got a video in that I watched part of. I couldn't get through the whole thing this week. And the guy was going off on all these different entities and all these different things that are running around the universe and all of this other stuff. And a lot of it that he said was actually accurate, but I can't go that far because I've got to stay from a biblical worldview. Because that worldview from the Bible, when you look at it with Genesis chapter 6, covers over an incredible amount of this stuff. Even Russ Dizdar said there were multiple types of entities that we call angels that were different. So we have to realize there could be different groups of angels out there that we call angels that are actually the good creations that God created, and there's also the evil stuff that's running around. So whatever is going on this planet, it's been given over to Lucifer because of the Garden of Eden, whatever you want to call him, the fallen angel, Lucifer, Satan, the devil, or whatever. But so we've given our basically control to the government by voting these quacks and these weirdos in. The government has given control to the military. The military has given control, here we go, to the CIA, the NSA, and the intelligence communities, giving them complete and total carte blanche authority under black ops programs to do whatever they want, whenever they want, to whoever they want to do it to. These guys, in turn, have given it over to the black magicians, which these guys are sorcerers and wizards that you read about, like Harry Potter. And, of course, I personally will not let my children read the Harry Potter books because this is to desensitize you to what's really going on. These guys control the fabric of reality through their human sacrifices, through their energy fields, through their cell towers, through their Gwen towers, through their radar domes, all the stuff that we've talked about on an ongoing basis. This is who these nutbags are, because they're feeding the interdimensional entities that basically are using us for food. Now you think, really, Ted, you think it's that? Yeah, I do, because the Bible says that Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those who he may devour. These black magicians then give control to the demons. The demons then are controlling the quantum computer, the AI computer, with this interdimensional interface that we don't know where the technology came from, nor do we know how it works, which goes, I believe, directly back into Lucifer. That's what CERN is all about. CERN is trying to open these interdimensional portals to start letting these things come into our realm and us go back into their realm. That's the whole purpose of CERN. And they do it by opening black holes. They do it by opening up portals. This is a giant mess because this whole Babylonian worship system that was given to the humans by the fallen angels, which it talks about in detail, created a world in which every thought of every man was evil all of the time. And now we're finding out the NSA is going in and hacking into people's cars and doing things and making cars wreck. I mean, could this be what happened to Michael Hastings? Could that be what happened to him? I mean, we don't know. I know that Paul Walker was driving one of the most advanced Porsches in the world, and suddenly it veers off and runs into a tree and explodes. Are you kidding me? I remember one time I was driving a Porsche. I'll never forget this. And these cars are so technologically advanced. I tried to float this thing around the corner. This is a crazy story. I even hate to admit that I was actually doing this. I was floating it around a corner, and I was to slide it into a corner and go on a straightaway, and the wheel turned straight. The Porsche stability management program was on. It thought I had lost control of the car, and it took me straight, and I ran right into a stop sign, messed up the front of the car. Now, that's kind of hard for me to even admit to doing. That was years, that's over, 10, 15 years ago, but I did it because I was thinking this car, you know, was easy to control, and it would have been had the electronic stability program not taken over and actually turned the wheel of the automobile. I saw it do it. Well, if it's got the capability of doing that, now they're telling us the CIA can hack into these things, which means if they're watching you from a satellite and they want to take you off the edge of a cliff or run you into a tree like they did with Paul Walker, they can do that. The car he was driving had a closed fuel cell. And there's no way it would have exploded on impact like it did. It was a Porsche Carrera GT, probably one of the finest sports car race cars that Porsche has ever built. And the craziest thing about all of this is, guys, they do this at will, at random, to anybody they choose to do it to. They don't care. That's why I've told you guys, when they start killing all of these nutrition guys and these medical doctors and these guys that are working with autism, like we said, we read about another one who died just a few weeks ago, the day he was supposed to meet Trump about the autism epidemic, they need vessels. They need vessels for their demon entities to possess. That's the only reason they would want this many autistic children. This is it, the only reason. And you think, well, God, that sounds crazy, Ted. Well, there's no other reason. You come up with another reason why they're intentionally creating an autism epidemic in the world, in all the countries that are basically, you know, using all these immunizations and eating all these GMO foods and using all of this glyphosate, all these poisons they're putting into us. They don't see us as human beings. We're being farmed. We're being asset stripped. They see us as just a life form that they can use, kind of like cattle in a field or rabbits in a pen or chickens in a coop. They see us like that. They really believe they can do whatever they want to do to us, and there are no ramifications. And we're seeing this with WikiLeaks. Like Austin says, they can do whatever they want to do to whoever they want to do it to, completely above the law, because we've given them that authority. And this entire state system that we put together with the NSA, the CIA, and even portions of the FBI needs to be completely and totally unfunded and dismantled. And these guys that are part of this need to be put on trial. And if they've murdered people, they've done all these wet works, they call it, without authority, without any reason for attacking these people for absolutely nothing but telling the truth, they all need to be taken out back and strung up by the neck until they're dead. Now, you heard me say that before, and I'm not being facetious. If they're found guilty of this kind of murder and this type of garbage that they do, they're sitting there watching you on your Samsung TV, listening to your conversation, watching you and your wife be intimate because you turned the TV off. What are we supposed to do? Put the doggone thing into a soundproof booth, take it off the wall, and put blankets on top of it? What kind of nonsense is this? This is the technology they have. This is the technology they have. This is the type of technology they've unleashed on us. This is what they're doing with the chemtrails. They're using the barium, they're using the strontium, they're using it to attach itself into our central nervous system with microdust, to use our DNA and our central nervous system as a power source to transmit our feelings, our emotional, our DNA signature to them. That's why they're going with this 5G network. They're going to have cell towers on every block because they can completely and totally control all of humanity. Guys, this thing's out of control. And Trump needs to wake up, get Jared Kushner, this Kabbalist, this Shabbat guy, out of the White House and be done with him and say, well, you can be married to my daughter, that's one thing, but you're not going to be here helping me run the country. This is not going to work. But the problem is, he's a family guy. He really loves his family, really loves his children, really loves his grandchildren. You see that all the time. It's going to be a very difficult choice for him to make. You say, you think that he was actually set up to marry this girl? I don't know, guys. All I know is this. We just got rid of a black Kenyan gay whatever he was, president, who has no records, no background, nobody ever knew him in the schools he went to, that many people are saying was a complete and total Manchurian candidate. I know these guys are so devious, and this mafia is so horrible, this Khazarian mafia, this Kabbalist mafia, this Sabbatean Kabbalist mafia, that they'll do anything to anybody at any time to try to destroy them. Because remember, they don't see you as a human being. They hate you because you were created in God's image. They're doing everything they possibly can to change our DNA through epigenetics and through the diet, through the food, and through the doggone vaccines they're giving us. They're trying to use us as animals. This is why God sent Christ down here to fix this mess, to get us out of this mess. And when we believe in Jesus Christ and we accept Him as our Lord and our Savior, He instantaneously, through the power of the blood, through the cross, through scalar waves, through energy fields, changes us back to the righteousness of God through Christ, and they no longer have authority over us. But they've permeated our culture so deeply now with their filthy, filthy, filthy movies and their filthy, filthy, filthy music that the kids today are being raised in a culture of decadence, a culture of hedonism, a culture of self-gratification, in which nobody's thinking about how they're affecting other people by what they're doing anymore. And guys, it's time for us as parents and time for us as Christians, and we've done this with putting Trump in the office, to stand up, hold his feet to the fire, and make him do what he said he was going to do, and get rid of this deep state once and for all. Austin, do you have any comments on that?
No, that was about as accurate as it gets. You're 100% correct. These guys won't stop at anything. And the only thing that they understand is equal force. And that's the problem that you run into with some of these individuals, and that's what they do now. They do everything covertly. Everything they do is underground, essentially, so to speak. So the only way we can get their attention is we have to shine a spotlight on them. That's why I'm so happy WikiLeaks put this thing out with Vault 7 today because this is so important that this stuff starts coming to light. They have been able to operate under secrecy for the last 70 years with no accountability whatsoever because the internet has not really done anything significant as far as this type of information except in the last 15 to 20 years. Before this, there was no way to figure out what they were up to, and now that we can, it's up to us. It's up to our generation. It's up to our president. It's up to our patriots of this country to start waking everybody up and saying, hey, we don't want to deal with this anymore. If this continues to escalate the way that it's escalating right now, we will literally be living in cages in the next 20 to 30 years. We already are so suppressed under so much tyranny, and like you said, Dad, nobody even realizes it because this younger generation that's coming up underneath us, they have no morals. They have no ethics. They have no code to live by. Everything is about me, 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 me. Every single aspect, every thought of everything they do is about them all the time, 100%. And until we can start waking everybody up, we have 300 plus million people in this country. If we only had 10% that were true patriots, that would be over 30 million people. And there's no way any military force in the world could stop us. The CIA knows that. That's why they do everything covertly. That's why they spy on everybody covertly. They do not want a head-on conflict because they know they will lose. The only way they can beat us is by this covert, absolute nonsense that they're involved in. I started reading this thing from Vault 7. It just made me madder and madder and madder. So I can only read part of it. These guys just completely are above the law. And the sad part about it is that we've allowed them to do this. We've allowed this to happen. We have given them this much autonomy. Whether or not anybody wants to agree with me on that or wants to recognize it and deal with it, it doesn't matter. We have given it over to them, and the only way to take it back now is physically, and there's no way to do that except cutting their funds off immediately. We keep giving the CIA almost $60 billion a year, $60 billion a year, and that's not even including all the black op funds that we don't even know about. That's just stuff that's on the books. All this stuff has to come to a stop, and as you just said earlier, Dad, we have to make sure Trump stays accountable with this, and we only have one good last chance to set this record straight with what's going on, because if we can't get it done in the next couple of years, it will be over. The deep state will have completely taken over. That's what I've told you guys before. The global currency, the digital currency, the entire digital cashless system that they want to put in place, this is why they have the malware, the bugs, the Trojan horses, the spyware. Everything has been in place now for the last 15 years that they've been working on. The CIA has its own NSA inside of them, and they're not even regulated or held to any accountability. Not that the NSA has much accountability at all, but these guys are on a whole nother playing field. And until we shine them out like the cockroaches they are and bring them to the light and string them up, as Dad just said, and prove a point about this is what happens to traitors, people that commit treason against fellow patriots and against this country, nobody's going to take this seriously because nobody's had any accountability in this country for the last 60, 70 years since the CIA has essentially been in power, Dad.
Well, that's right. In fact, you know, again, they need to be tried first because a lot of them may not be guilty of being of sedition or doing things they should. Maybe they may have just followed orders, didn't realize what the events were they were unfolding. But I remember I finally, let me finish the story with this college professor. Finally, we came to a very sharp disagreement. He basically thought that I was completely and totally off on what was going on. And I finally, because remember, these guys that are college professors or former pastors, a lot of these guys live in an ivory tower. They really don't believe the deep truths of what's happening around us because they don't want to believe it because of normalcy bias. Normalcy bias is a very good thing in some cases, and it's a really bad thing in other cases when someone's intentionally trying to hose you. So this is what people need to get. This is what's going on. In fact, an article just came out by James. Let me read you this by James. And it says, I'll read you part of it. I'm going to paraphrase a little bit of it. The Babylonian Kabbalists, globalist, New World agenda has been seriously stressing lies in almost every way possible. This ruling cabal, which is basically a mafia that has hijacked America, this is going on with the banks, is working hard to asset strip us of all of our wealth and destroy the republic and basically take it into a continuing stream of wars for their personal profits. The more one studies Kabbalah, you actually, you learn, the more one becomes convinced that this secret teachings advocate the destruction of the natural societal order, America itself, and eventually the whole world. This Kabbalah's final goal is literally to create hell on earth for their buddy Lucifer. I'm adding that. So far, they have been pretty successful in doing this in many nations. Look at Libya. Of the world, they have brought a major war, especially Iraq, Afghanistan, this guy even says Libya, and they've done a bang-up job mass murdering lots of innocent Syrian women and children. We killed over 1 million people in Iraq. 1 million people in Iraq. For absolutely no reason. They had no weapons of mass destruction to put a central bank in there. He goes on to say that this cabal, also known as Khazaria Mafia, also known as Sabbatean Kabbalists, specializes in the black arts of the dark side. This includes trauma-based mind control and soul murder, covert assassinations of enemies, often unrecognized as such, and numerous evil human compromise operations, often involving serving up young children to demented politicians and officials as blackmail bait. They basically run the world by creating and lending fake fiat money at usury and buying up and bribing human and by compromising humans. Almost every single elected and appointed official and large corporate directors, when you create all the money you want and need, it's quite easy to gain control over almost every single government. Once you've got control, you direct the society in the direction you want to produce massive drug addictions, out-of-control crime, major societal breakdown and war, all of which produces massive death, suffering, destruction, which is the true cost, the true goal of these Kabbalists. That's who they are. Now, he basically said the same thing that I just said a few minutes ago. He says that at the very top of this network, most of the world is run through three key interlocking private nation states, the City of London, I've talked about this, Washington, D.C., and the Vatican, including the Jesuits. This system is being used to attain a specific globalist New World Order agenda, and it is all based on creating death, massive bloodletting, and horrific human suffering, all done to provide negative energy to their god Satan in the dark side. So he's right on the same path that I'm on as far as this. And here's the thing. I was talking to Sheila Zelinsky the other day via text. She's a good friend of mine. She has her own show. You need to listen to it. It's a good show. And she said she sent me some texts about the guy who's exposing the Kabbalah and what it is. And every time you dig into this, Austin, every single time you get into this, every time, if you're open-minded and you keep digging deep enough, this system of control always shows up as the major problem with the planet. Every single time, it goes back to Genesis chapter 6, it goes back to Lucifer, it goes back to Babylonian money magic, it goes back to the worshiping of devils and demons and angels, it all goes back to that. The problem is the mainstream media, if you say stuff like this, they think that you're absolutely, totally, and completely nuts, and they don't think you're nuts, they project that you're nuts to try to discredit you. That's why I love having my own talk show. Nobody can censor me, and I can tell you guys exactly how I see this thing going on. This thing goes right back to Lucifer. When God created the heavens and the earth was basically here. When he came here and he developed the earth as a DNA repository, so to speak, he built Adam and Eve in his image, and then all of a sudden Lucifer shows up. Somehow he got down here. I have no idea how that happened. And what ended up happening, he basically became their tormentor, got them to hand over the planet as far as agreeing with him and doing what they wanted, brought them into lies. And there was this big enmity between God and man for thousands of years until Genesis chapter 6. And then again, it continued to go on until Jesus was born. He sent Christ to put a stop to this. And without understanding who Jesus Christ is, you'll never understand how to stop this continual cycle. And that's what this thing's about, Austin, is trying to help as many people to understand who our Lord and Savior Christ is. And when you accept him, you break this cycle and they no longer have authority over you. Anyhow, I'm done enough of this pontificating. What's your next story, bud?
Amen. That's good stuff, though, bud. Next thing is we saw in December, we saw 200 special forces rolling into Syria. Well, now it looks like over the last couple weeks, we deployed another 500 U.S. special forces troop into Syria. Now we're bringing in armored personnel carriers into the northern Syrian city of Manbiji to support Kurdish troops in that area. The U.S. troops, they're saying, are supporting Kurdish PKK rebels who are heavily involved in the struggle to retake Raqqa, the ISIS capital. However, the PKK are deemed a terrorist organization by Turkey, who have also got troops deployed in the region. Besides the Kurdish-led forces, the Turkish forces, the Syrian government, and the Syrian opposition fighters, they've all been jousting for territory formerly held by ISIS groups near the Turkish-Syrian frontier. So now we have another 500 special forces coming in MRAPs, and according to the Colonel John Dorian, spokesperson for Operation Inherent Resolve, the U.S. troops have been deployed to deter aggression and keep focus on defeating ISIS. Now I'm going to stop there for a second, because this is not what's going on, in my opinion. Syria is not being invaded because of ISIS. We're doing a slow, soft invasion with armored personnel and special forces. ISIS, remember guys, remember this. ISIS is a proxy army of the global powers, of the CIA, the globalists, the Rothschilds, whoever you want to call them. ISIS is being propped up by them. How do you think they got tens of thousands of Toyota pickup trucks? How do you think they constantly get resupplies accidentally from U.S. forces? How do you think they constantly get more and more ammunition for 40-millimeter grenade launchers and belt-fed 50 cals? They don't make this ammunition over there. They don't build these plants to make ammunition over there. They are constantly getting resupplied. The ISIS narrative is being used to provide the reason to bring in U.S. troops and armored personnel carriers to take over Syria in order to institute a government that will go along with the current global structure. This, again, all goes back to global government and world leaders having said that many times, that terrorism is a common enemy of mankind, so we must work together to fight it. This is what's going on now, guys. We are not in Syria to deter ISIS. If we want to stop ISIS, all we have to do is stop giving them weapons. We have to stop giving them cars. That's all we have to do. They're not making Toyota pickup trucks in their backyards over in Afghanistan or Syria. They're not doing anything like that. We are funding them. So this whole thing now of us invading Syria with special forces and armored personnel carriers, in my opinion, it's going to lead to another full-scale invasion of another Middle Eastern country for absolutely no legitimate purpose at all except to take over their country and institute a Federal Reserve Bank again, Dad.
And also to run that pipeline through Qatar.
And the Qatar pipeline. I can't forget about that.
That's the main reason that this whole thing started with our CIA destabilizing that government and funding the rebels, because Russia is allies with Syria, and Russia asked that Qatar not allow a pipeline to come in from Qatar into Europe to feed natural gas into Europe, because that was one of Russia's primary sources of revenue. And because Syria was basically allies with Russia, he chose to go with Putin and not do that. And so now we have a situation in which the CIA wanted to overthrow the government. By the way, the Rothschilds also own John McCain. This is crazy. Here's a picture. I've got a picture on my desk of John. I wish I was on TV right now with you guys. Of John McCain chilling with Lynn Forster, the Rothschild, at a private dinner. I mean, of course they do. By the middle of the 19th century, the Bank of England was dominantly controlled by the Rothschild family. And we have argued over the past few months that John McCain is still around dancing like a parrot, because he's been paid to say many weird things, crazy things, and dumb things in the media. And he has accepted large blocks of money from terrorist states like Saudi Arabia. And the Guardian even reported back in 2008 that McCain's funding came from a very interesting source, the Rothschilds. This is the Guardian saying this. A U.S. campaign watchdog has accused presumptive Republican president nominee John McCain of violating election laws by accepting major campaign contributions from two prominent London ears. At issue is a funding luncheon held in March at London's Spencer House during McCain's swing through the United Kingdom. An invitation to the event lists Lord Rothschild and Nathaniel Rothschild as hosts and indicates the event was made possible with their kind permission. Now, the reason I'm saying this is what Hillary did too. They had a $100,000 a plate fundraiser for Hillary Clinton. So what you have to realize is the Rothschild family and politics have been intertwined for generations, ever since Nathan Rothschild, who funded the English branch of the family business, financed Britain's war against Napoleon, bankrupting England, what he did, took over the whole thing over there. So you can do more stuff in that. But so now we know that John McCain, Hillary Clinton, and basically with the Rockefellers, the Rockefeller foundations were behind the fiat money and the inflationist policy of the early New Deal. In 2012, the Rothschilds again attempted to merge British and French banking operations in order to gain more control. These guys are control freak. These guys are the Kabbalists, Khazarian, Sabbatean, Luciferians. These are the guys that sit there in answer to Lucifer, along with the top people in the Catholic Church and at the Vatican, and also the top people at our CIA. And now they're going to try to tie us and link us into that D-Wave computer we talked about earlier, so they can completely control all of our emotions, just like you would with a dog with a shock collar. I'm going to repeat that. Just like you do with a dog with a shock collar. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get us to make sure that if we don't do what's right, Austin, they can do something to us very, very quickly, electronically. That's the goal, turn us back into a feudal society and have a bunch of slaves they can basically troll for food and take our children and take our wives. This is some sick stuff, guys. But gosh, if you don't understand that what we're telling you is the truth based on biblical precepts and what the Bible says, then what ends up happening is nothing else makes sense. Why are there millions of children going missing every single year? Why? Why are millions of people being abducted every single year? Some of them never to be seen again. This is a global phenomenon. It's because these young children are being used by these globalists for sacrificial rituals. These guys are that sick. We saw it with the soul cooking stuff that came out of WikiLeaks. We saw them drinking blood mixed with semen. I mean, these people, remember, these guys are psychopaths. They don't have any emotional need for love or for companionship or for the truth or empathy or sympathy. They don't have any of that. They don't care who or what they kill. What they are, they're chameleons. It's like the Bible says that Satan runs about masquerading as an angel of the light. And a lot of these guys are demon-possessed on top of everything else. Not only are they psychopathic, they're demon-possessed because they've given themselves over to these entities. What a mess, son. What's your next story?
Oh no, it's definitely pretty wild. But on a positive note, we'll see if this can actually go through. The new Obamacare repeal bill that was unveiled by the House Monday includes direct language that would defund Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers for this year. Now, what's wild about this is it uses specifically the language would block Planned Parenthood and other health organizations that provide abortions from receiving reimbursements for non-abortion women's health services. Very similar language included in the 2015 repeal bill that passed Congress but was vetoed immediately by President Obama. Defunding Planned Parenthood has long been a goal of Republicans because it provides abortions, even though they are already legally prohibited from using federal funds for the procedure. As we know, that argument is null and void because money is fungible. If they get money for something else, they're just going to move funding to another thing and say, well, that money's going to this. On the backside, it goes to provide for their free abortions. That is something that the deep state absolutely loves, as Dad just talked about. So we'll see if this can get through and some random judge in some random state doesn't file an injunction to prevent it from going through after the executive orders. I don't know. Obviously, we know what these guys are involved in. We know what they like to promote. We know how deep this system is starting to go now. So I haven't gotten too joyous about this yet. We'll see what happens, but I'm glad they're at least trying to push it through again, Dad.
Well, another good article. Scientists are seeking a ban on Monsanto's Roundup. This just came out. I mean, this is a big deal.
Good.
On Tuesday, a delegation of independent scientists urged the EPA to ban Roundup, Monsanto's flagship herbicide, at the O'Neill House Office Building in Washington, D.C., providing testimony that poses an unreasonable risk to humans, animals, and the environment. But we'll see what happens, because Roundup is being sprayed each year on corn, soy, sugar beets, canola, and weeds in the United States. $5 billion on just Monsanto's Roundup sales alone from glyphosate. Incredible amount of this stuff is being pumped out. Moms Across America founder Zen Honeycutt was a participant in the meeting. Her son had been the casualty of processed foods, diagnosed with autism, until his mother switched to an all-organic diet. Mothers and caregivers are seeing their loved ones get sick on GMOs and glyphosate herbicides, sprayed foods, and they get better when they avoid them, because glyphosate is contaminating our urine, water, breast milk, and nearly all of our foods. We are systematically causing sickness throughout America. For the sake of our country, this must stop. We simply cannot afford to continue to support glyphosate and Monsanto with this poisonous, toxic chemical. So we'll see if that goes through, if that has a good chance of getting through. So we'll see what happens, buddy. But oh, by the way, Trump Remember, Trump was going to go after the drug companies and drug costs, but he met with the big pharma executives at, apparently up in Washington, D.C., and he decided after he met with them that he's going to scrap that, and he's no longer going after big pharma, which really, 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 really bothers me a lot. So I don't know about all that. So we'll see what happens with all that. But guys, if he's not going to go after big pharma, don't even think about him going after the manufacturers of the vaccines. No way. I don't believe it's going to happen, but we'll see what happens, son. What do you think? What's your next story?
No, they're pretty tied in together, unfortunately. So, well, also in other news over in Arizona now, Arizona Senate Finance and Rules Committee are pushing through legislation HB 2014, officially defining gold, silver, and other precious metals as legal tender. The bill also exempts transactions in precious metals from state capital gains tax, thus ensuring the people are not punished for rejecting Federal Reserve notes in favor of gold or silver. Since inflation increases the value of precious metals, these taxes give the government one more way to profit from the Federal Reserve's currency debasement. Actually from Ron Paul this week. Yeah, I love his articles. HB 2014 is very important and a timely piece of legislation. The Federal Reserve's failure to reignite the economy with record low interest rates since the last crash is a sign we may soon see the dollar's collapse. It is therefore imperative that the law protect people's rights to use alternatives to what may soon be virtually worthless Federal Reserve notes. Passage of this bill would also send a message to Congress and the Trump administration that the anti-Fed movement is growing. Thus, the passage of this bill would not just strengthen movements in other states to pass similar legislation, but it would also help build support for the audit the Fed bill and legislation repealing federal legal tender laws. Ron Paul goes on to say America's experience in fiat currency has gone exactly as followers of the Austrian school predicted, a continuing decline in the dollar's purchasing power accompanied by a decline in the standard of living of middle and working class, a series of Federal Reserve created booms followed by increasingly severe busts and explosive growth in government spending. Federal Reserve policies are also behind much of the increase in income inequality. So, yeah, that's another aspect that we have to hit. It's pretty multifaceted right now, and a lot of stuff we have to do that. But, man, it's, I don't know. We'll see what we can do. That'd be interesting if that gets passed through in Arizona.
Well, I heard Steve Pinnacek talking today about how the reason he brought Mnuchin in to the Treasury is they're trying to devalue the United States dollar to bring it more in line with other world currencies to increase our productivity and exporting power. Now, if you hear what he just said, that means that gold prices are going to go through the roof. Silver is going to go through the roof if they get this done. Why? Because our dollar won't be worth as much. In other words, if you have a dollars, if a 1 ounce of gold is $1,200, $1,300 now, all of a sudden they decrease the value of the dollar by 50%, 1 ounce of gold is going to be worth $2,600. The same is true with silver. So it could be a very interesting situation that could happen very quickly if these guys decide to do this. Because remember, the entire goal of all of this is revelation in the book. And it says we're going to have a no cash society, that we're going to have the mark of the beast in order to trade or to sell. Now, one other really good article here. Are you familiar with the health benefits of vitamin K? Now, as you know, with our high IU dosing of vitamin D3 to 10,000 IU, we put vitamin K in it. Now, the reason we do that, because vitamin K helps to prevent calcification of the arterial walls. Because what happens if you get too much vitamin D, what ends up happening is the calcium will stay in your system and get caught up in your soft tissue. That's why it's really important if you take large amounts of vitamin D3 on a regular basis, it has to be in with vitamin K2. The mineral calcium is but one aspect of bone building, and vitamin K is part of a metabolizing calcium and ensures it goes where it should, mostly to the bone matter and not roaming around our vascular tubing, where it can cause vascular damage to the heart, where it can calcify and clog heart valves. It's so important, guys, that you get enough K2. You know, you get K2 from eating meat, from eating egg yolks, from eating dairy products, from free-roaming grass-eating livestock, fermented foods. But when you add K2 supplements, you really massively decrease the risks of arterial calcification. So, guys, when you order your next bottle of vitamin D3 from our office, get the D3 K2. It's very inexpensive. It's 10,000 IUs with the K2. Now, it also does a great job as far as keeping the D3 levels up. And with that kind of dosing, you really only need to take about one of those every day, or every second day or every third day, and you need to make sure you get those D3 levels tested on a regular basis, because you don't want them going sky high. And always make sure, if you're taking high dosing of D3, you combine it with K2, and we have that available at Health Masters. What's your next story, son?
Yeah, well, this is pretty wild here now. The North Carolina Department of Transportation says they're going to begin using drones to allegedly respond to emergencies. According to the article in High Point Enterprise, DOT officials claim drones will be used to provide information during emergencies and could be used to reach dangerous locations. Now, my first thing is, does anybody really believe the drones will be only used for DOT officials and to help keep them safe? Once one state starts using drones, all the others will follow. We've already seen this. DOT admits drones will be used routinely. There you go. This is typical government doublespeak. The Fed wants the public to believe drones will only use in emergencies, and a little later they admit they'll use drones routinely. What will the feds do with an expensive highway drone when DOT officials aren't using them for emergencies? We've already seen now that police use DOT blimps. We've already seen that out west. DOT across the country work very closely with Homeland Security. We've seen Florida DOT and also two Maryland DOT use Bluetooth detectors to spy on motorists. We've also seen the pay-by-plate license plate readers, the digital readers that scan license plates on the highway and in parking lots. So make no mistake about it, guys. These safety devices that are supposed to be for our protection, again, once the public gets used to these safety devices, police claim they need them to fight terrorism, drugs, or drunk driving like they always do, for more for our protection. The list of excuses police use is endless and always ends the same, with us losing our privacy. The drone is not something that needs to be used by law enforcement. We've talked about it before. It doesn't even really need to be used, in my opinion, in military applications, except in extreme, extreme rare measures. But as we know, that's not the case. They use them routinely now to bomb villages with people they're not even 100% confident are in those compounds. This is what happens every time with law enforcement. When they start getting stuff, they have to find an excuse to keep the budget going to fund the expense. This time being a drone. Remember, police always have to have an excuse to keep the budget going. I reiterate that. Remember in the 90s when the war on drugs exploded with SWAT teams, the police had to keep their budgets going for machine guns, body armor, armored vehicles, all that stuff. SWAT rates literally increased in some states 300-500% with how many raids they were doing, and a lot of times it was minuscule stuff. They were kicking doors in to find an ounce of pot in somebody's house. Wasn't even anything significant. Then we started seeing, after the war in the Middle East started, that DHS started with their police grants, giving away military, MRAPs, body armor, night vision, machine guns, all that stuff. So this is what happens when the police start getting unfettered things given to them and unfettered surveillance. They have no accountability. I'm not picking on law enforcement, but I've seen this happen over the years repeatedly. They have to figure out a way to keep their budget going, an excuse to keep their budget going, so they start using these devices for other things than they first told the public. I'll never forget in Florida, in Polk County, when they first said, "We're going to implement seatbelt laws," which I am completely opposed to. And they said, "No, there's seatbelt laws. You won't get a ticket for it. If you get pulled over, you're not wearing a seatbelt. That's the only way we can give you a ticket. No other way. They can't pull you for it. It can't be a first response. Nothing." Soon after, it wasn't a year that bill got passed. The next year they said, "Well, we're going to go ahead and pass it now. If the cop sees you without a seatbelt, that's probable cause to pull you over and give you a ticket and also check your credentials." And now they have stinking police checkpoints for seatbelts. You're driving and they want to look through your window and see if you're wearing your seatbelt. And if they don't see it, they point for you to pull over and give you a citation and check your credentials. That is a tyrannical police state, my friends. That's how fast it happened in Florida. You lose your rights instantaneously to be able to drive freely, unmolested, on your way without being stopped for non-just cause. That's how fast it happens. DOT doesn't need drones at all. They need to curb that project. We need to spend our money on something else more productive, Dad.
Well, we're not going to arm the drones either. How's that work? You know,
Of course,
we're going to go ahead and arm them now, because if we see a crime that's happening, we can go ahead and stop that crime with arming the drone. We're not going to put any kind of missiles on the drone either, because no, we're not going to do that because of the collateral damage. Also, well, we need missiles on the drone now in case an enemy troop transport tries to come through the borders of the United States. So we need. That's how it starts. That's how it always starts, and that's how you go down the slippery slopes of tyranny. One more quickie, one more quick story here, and I'll let you have the rest of the show. 97% of terminal cancer patients previously had root canals. Now, guys, we've talked about root canals. I mean, this is some serious stuff, because what happens is root canal teeth are essentially dead teeth that can become silent incubators for highly toxic anaerobic bacteria that can, under certain conditions, make their way into your bloodstream to cause a number of serious medical conditions, some many not appearing until decades later. I know my mom was about 50 years old, and actually one of the worst things they had in Europe back when she was born, and still they don't have very good dental care there now in some countries, and she had a lot of gold caps and gold fillings and gold this and gold that, and nowadays it's better than some of the fillings they're using. But what was crazy about this, she was staying constantly ill. At the age of 50, her teeth had gotten so bad they had to pull all of her teeth. This is your Oma, Austin. And they had to pull all of her teeth, and they basically gave her a set of dentures. And I will honestly admit that her health massively improved because of the infection. Because remember, she was a heavy smoker. Luckily, thank God she didn't smoke when she's pregnant with my sister, but she was a heavy smoker after we were born, and she really, really, smoking is one of the worst things you can do for oral health, by the way. And her teeth just basically rotted out. It was absolutely horrible, to be honest with you. But anyhow, guys, thank you. I told you the show today was going to be one of those shows. It's one of those wild shows. Thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you for getting your mobile vitamins from us. Thank you for getting your D3K2 from us. Thank you for getting your B-complex from us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for everything. I really appreciate you guys. I love you. Thanks for being part of our Health Masters family. Thanks for being part of my family. If you're ever down here in Central Florida, please come by and say hi. God bless you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Austin, show's all yours, bud.
Yes. Yes, guys, we appreciate all the support. Definitely some wild stuff coming up this week. The best thing we can do right now is keep waking up as many people as possible. Keep just trying to give them information, at least even if it's small information. Just implant those ideas of truth and freedom into them and let them make their own decisions if they want to wake up. Because the more people I keep talking to, people that really don't even care about a lot of stuff with government or any of this are starting to realize there's definitely something going on. And it's not normal. So we appreciate all the support, guys. Thank you for forwarding the emails out. Thank you for sending me the emails. We're still getting to a lot of them. I try to respond to everything. We do miss some of them, though. But we do appreciate all the support. The joint rebuilding formula will be ending tomorrow, well, early this morning, tonight, whatever you want to refer to it as. If product of the week and whatever is winning, will be on sale tomorrow, whatever discount we're going to run it on. So the joint rebuilding formula, check it out. 20% off sale ends tonight. Also, too, we have the Doug 30 coupon. We had an issue with that coupon, so we're extending it till Thursday. That's 30% off our ultimate multiple Fit Food Vegan. Check it out, guys. Healthmasters.com. You guys have a safe, blessed night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.